As I go through this meditation this morning, there's three words I'd like for you to keep on the forefront of your mind, and that is, God is holy. Now, many of these thoughts kind of go hand in hand with Gary's lesson this past quarter and even Dave's Sunday evening services, and continues on into next quarter as I prepare for my class and continuing the quest for holiness. But God is holy. Holy is not a word we use every day in our language, at least in its proper form. But to be holy, in its most simplistic meaning, is to be set apart or to be separate. It is typically attributed to be set apart or separate from everything else for a specific purpose. But with God, it means so much more. The extent that God is holy, words can scarcely describe. The human mind can hardly comprehend the holiness of God. God is the embodiment of absolute moral purity. He is perfect. He is without sin to the extent sin cannot be in his presence. He is transcendent. He is glorious. His holiness is incomprehensible. It is inscrutable. It can hardly be thought of. It cannot be measured. He is without limits. His holiness is eternal and everlasting, and that barely even scratches the surface. The psalmist wrote in 99:9 in Psalms, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for holy is the Lord our God." Isaiah 5:16 says, "But the Lord of hosts will exalt in judgment, and the holy God will show himself holy in righteousness." And Isaiah 6:3 says, "And the one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And here this verse describes the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as holy, holy, holy. It means they are holy in their completeness and form. Multiple times throughout the book of Leviticus, as we've seen, God tells his people simply, "Be holy, for I am holy." In Isaiah chapter 40, and looking at starting in verse 18, we see a conversation taking place here, and soon we'll realize who is speaking. But verse 18 starts out, it says, "To whom will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare with him? As for the idol, a craftsman casts it, a goldsmith plates it with gold, a silversmith fashions chains of silver. He who is too impoverished for such an offering selects a tree that does not rot. He seeks out for himself a skillful craftsman to prepare an idol that will not totter. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the vault of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain and spread them like a tent to dwell in. It is he who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless, and scarcely have they been planted. Scarcely have they been sown, scarcely has their stock taken root in the earth, but he merely blows on them and they wither, and the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom will you liken me, that I should be his equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these stars, the one who leads forth their host by number. He calls them by name because of all the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one of them is missing." If we look back at verse 25, it says, "To whom will you liken me that I should be his equal, says the Holy One." Who is this Holy One spoken about here? If we look in Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 35, it says, and this is when the angel came to Mary and told her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, For you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and his name, and you shall call him Jesus, and he will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. For this reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. You see, it was the Son of God mentioned here in Isaiah that even he himself asked the question, how do I compare myself to the Father, that I shall be his equal? John 6:69, Peter confessed that we have believed and we have come to know that you are the Holy One of God, referring to Jesus. In Mark 1:24, the demon-possessed man came to Jesus and said, Jesus of Nazareth, what have we have to do with you? Have you come to destroy us? We know who you are, the Holy One of God. And in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 says, God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and many ways, in the last days he has spoken to his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. Through him also he made the world. He is the radiance of his glory, the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he has made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Having become much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. You see, Jesus, the Son of God, is the exact representation of the Father. He is the radiance of his Father. I think sometimes we fail to fully comprehend the magnitude and the gravity that Jesus, the Son of God, the Holy One, would not only bear our sin, but die for them. To take what is holy and make it sinful, to make it vain, God's creation could hardly bear it. We see that from the crucifixion account that darkness fell upon the whole earth from midday for 3 hours. The entire earth shook, it shuddered in pain. The veil in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. God exposed their vain religion. The Holy of Holies was no longer holy. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness in him. This may be one of the most wonderful, reassuring, uncomprehendable, and also horrifying verses in the New Testament. Jesus, who knew no sin, had never thought sin, had never looked upon anyone with sin in his heart. He never vocalized sin. He didn't just bear our sin on the cross, he became our sin. He took ownership of our sin. Therefore, the punishment he bore like if it were his own. He took on that sin as if he thought it, as if he had seen it, as if he had said it, like he had committed it. What was once holy now became unholy for a moment as he hung on that cross and darkness fell upon the whole earth. And that is what made his sacrifice perfect. Lastly, in 1 Peter 1:13 through 15 says, therefore, gird up your minds for action and keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lust which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves in all your behavior. Today, as we come before God's table and partake of these emblems that represent His body and His blood, let's think about how we compare to Him who not only bore our sins, but became our sins on the cross, that we might be forgiven and be like white as snow. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank You, God, so much for this time that we can come and gather around Your throne, Lord, in prayer that as we partake of these emblems, Lord, that we can think about just the magnitude of how You left heaven, Lord, and came to this earth and lived among men. You experienced every temptation, Lord, that we could be faced with. You lived a simple life, but yet You did not sin, Lord, that when You went to that cross, Lord, You were perfect and holy, but You became our sin on that cross, Lord, that You could be the Lamb of God, the sacrifice, Lord, that took away the sins of the world. And we just ask You, Lord, just please help us as we partake of these emblems, Lord, that we do so in a worthy manner. And just please, Lord God, forgive us for when we sin and fall short. And just help us, Lord, to be holy, for You are holy. In Jesus' name, amen.